Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code DIFFERENCE for 50% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Welcome in to the Punt and Pass podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined alongside by my co-host, Jake Fromm. Be sure to follow us on social media. We are at Punt and Pass on X and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at Fromm Jake. Subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/puntandpass. And as always, syndicated four times a week on Atlanta News First. We are heading into week two of the college football season. Jake, we're recording this on a Wednesday night, as we always do, and there is NFL football on the TV in front of me. We have officially made it. A little bit different this year. We got a Wednesday night game, and then Thursday night down in Australia, and then, of course, Sunday and Monday getting the NFL season off the ground. But we head into week two of the college football season. That's what we'll be talking about here on this episode of Punt and Pass. And we got a lot to break down. We got some great games. We got an exciting event happening between the hedges with some new alternate jerseys. We got a lot of storylines to touch on. Jake, what's going on, my man?
Yeah, man, football's here, especially with NFL football being back. I mean, we are in it. We are here finally. Super pumped, man. Week one's kind of in the books, moving on to week two. Some bigger games coming up this weekend, in my opinion, so can't wait to dive into that. But, man, this is about as good as it gets. Labor Day weekend for all the guys who went out. They shot birds this weekend. Deer season, bow season's coming in. This coming up weekend, as you know. And Drew, I think, come on, man. I think you got out there and you went on a little clay shoot.
First time ever. That's awesome, man.
That's awesome. And just for all everybody out there listening, Drew was pumped up about this. He was sending me like five videos, like, hey, check out my form. What do you think? All the good stuff. So we are slowly but surely turning Drew into a redneck.
There you go. Yeah, I was up at Barnsley Resort with my my wife and kids and my in-laws, and they have a great Beretta shooting ground, clay shooting course. So me and my two brothers-in-law did it. We got the 12-gauge shotguns out there. We did 100 rounds, 15 stations. It was a blast. It was the first time I've ever done that. I had a lot of fun doing it. Shout out to our guy, Jesse. I was like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I was putting the shotgun rounds in wrong. He's like, no, flip them around.
Then the first time
I opened it, I had it like in my face and the shotgun shells come flying back. I had no idea what I was doing, but he helped me out tremendously. And once I got going, man, I had a lot of fun. So I'm getting there.
Yes, you are a punter, but let me tell you, you're an athlete. Man, they always have a knack for anything kind of shooting and sporty and stuff like that. So I'm sure it didn't take you long to figure it out. Just get a couple technique things, a little bit of fundamentals, and you're good to go. Man, it's really fun.
It was awesome. So shout out to everybody who does that. And Jake, to your point, I think bird season or some kind of season's right around the corner.
Dove season
is right around the corner. All right, so maybe I'll join you. How about that? Hey, this episode of Punt and Pass is presented to you by our awesome partners over at Prize Picks. Yes, indeed. You know Prize Picks by now. It is America's number one sports pick app. Download the Prize Pick app if you haven't already. Use the promo code PUNT. That's P-U-N-T, PUNT. Plug that in when you download the app. It's free to download. And when you win your first $5 entry, you will receive $150 in lineups. It's so easy. All you got to do is pick more or less on a few player stats and lock in your lineup. That's it. Last week, I told you Gunnar Stockton was going to throw more than 1.5 touchdowns. He did it. Tonight, Sam Darnold was a guaranteed pick. All he's got to get is one passing yard, and boom, you just won $150 in lineups from our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is available in most states, including California, Texas, and Florida. You know it. And again, best of all, for new users, use the promo code PUNT when you win your first $5 lineup. You get $150 in lineups when you win. My Prize Picks are coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We're off the ground with a 1-0 that got everybody $150 in lineup. So shout out to Prize Picks. Follow them at Prize Picks. And again, use the promo code PUNT. Today's episode of Punt Pass is brought to you by Umberto Injury Law. If you've been hurt in an accident and need a team that fights for you like we fight on the field, Umberto Injury Law is here for you. Umberto and his team know what it takes to win. They've won for me. They can win for you. Personal injury attorney, workers' comp attorney, car accident, whatever it is, call me amigo Umberto, 770-888-8901, or visit him at umbertoinjurylaw.com. All right, let's go 3-and-out before we get into this weekend's games, which, Jake, you alluded to. We got a big one in Austin, Texas, as Ohio State takes on the Texas Longhorns. Oklahoma and Michigan in the Big House at noon. A lot of eyes are going to be on Michigan. That's going to be one to watch. How about Tennessee coming to Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech on Saturday night? Cool. And, of course, Georgia hosting Western Kentucky at 12:45. On SEC Network, and what's the biggest difference? It's a whiteout. Dogs are going to preview or premiere the white helmets with white pants and a white jersey at home for the first time ever. A lot going on with this specific situation. It was shown on social media, Jake, that they're going to be using different game balls as well. A white Nike check with the Glory Glory NIL logo stamped on the football. So the Georgia Bulldogs are going all in. The fans have been asked to wear white. Your initial thoughts here? I know we've touched on it a little bit in the past few episodes.
Yeah, so some things that I like. I like the whiteout part. I think it's cool. Hey, let's find a way to get the fans motivated in the house, do something cool. You don't have many of these opportunities, and you play in Western Kentucky. It should be a safe game to do so. But you bring up the balls. That's interesting. With the Glory Glory logo.
Yeah.
I like the balls. I think I'm drawing a line on having the Glory Glory logo on there. I'm going to put my tradition hat on and say, you know what? I like tradition. Give me the Power G on there, the Glory Glory logo. And I don't know. These would be cool game balls when they're given out. If I'm Gunner, I'm telling him, hey, you have to keep one of these footballs. One day they will go for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Also, while we're on this topic about Glory Glory, real quick, I don't want to go on a tangent.
Okay,
but
do your thing.
And I'm scrolling through Twitter, and we see the highlight reel from the Georgia game, and it's behind the Glory Glory paywall.
I know. $20 a month minimum. $20 a month minimum to view the highlight video, which I'm guessing a lot of fans, it's a part of their weekly routine because Georgia's video crew and their editing of those videos, it's elite. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, they do an excellent job.
Yeah. They rub people the wrong way. I mean, it was all over social media. People were not happy. You mentioned the footballs as well. Gunnar Stockton, should I hold on to one? My brain's turning a little bit. They've got the Glory Glory logo on them. I would have to just think that 99% of the footballs that have been made for this very game will then go to Glory Glory, and then they will be auctioned off to raise money, which goes back to NIL. It is a never-ending hamster wheel, and the fans are caught in the middle of it. I mean, these poor fans.
Man.
It's like every single day they're getting beat over the head. Give us money for this. Give us money for that. Give us money however much or little that you have. And it seems like they've drawn the line, Jake, at putting these highlight reels behind a paywall. I wonder if anything's going to come of this or if Georgia reverses course in week two.
All right. So my mind just went here, and I don't know if this analogy checks out or not, but it's starting to seem like college football's kind of turning into a country club type environment.
Okay.
And where you're getting nickel and dime.
You said a country club type environment?
A country club type of environment. All and right. You're getting nickel and dimed for every little thing. You know, hey, even the water's not free. And you buy this and buy that. And this, I don't know. I don't know if I like it. I don't know. But there's nothing that I can do to stop this snowball effect that we have happening.
Yeah, I wonder like what the obviously the outcry was heard 100% within the athletic department. I mean, I was on social media. I was like, dang, people are fired up over the situation of putting this highlight reel behind a paywall. And again, it almost seems like the straw that broke the camel's back. Like they're just like, you know what? We're fed up. We're done with it. It wasn't enough for me to spend a lot of my money and spend my entire Saturday to go to Athens and sit through 130 degree heat index. And now when I'm home drinking my coffee on a Sunday morning and I just want to watch the highlights from an awesome 60-23 victory, I get smacked in the face with a, hey, you need to pay $20 per month to view this highlight reel. I can't say that I'm upset at the fans for doing that. And I must also add, Jake, we've been doing the Punt and Pass podcast for 10 years now. It still ain't behind a paywall. We do it for the people. We do it for the people.
Yeah, this is FTK for the kids.
Yes.
And that kind of leads us into another point about the game, right? You and I were both there at the game. It was not packed out, understandably.
Yes.
But, you know, if you remember last year when we had the early games and they were still pretty hot, you know, it was kind of a big deal to make sure everybody was packed out.
Yeah.
Kirby was pretty adamant about getting it packed out and very kind of critical of fans that were leaving after the first quarter.
Sure.
None of that happening after this game. He was very thankful for the fans. And so I don't know, is the tone changing? Are people not going to games because everything's getting more expensive? Are we at a different point in the economy? I mean, this is bigger than just the microcosm of Georgia football, but
you're looking at macroeconomic headwinds.
Yeah.
I like where your head's at.
Man, I'm kind of putting on, you know, my econ hat here. And like, what's happening right now? Is this, I'm looking at the longevity of the sport, and can this be sustainable? Will we start seeing even big time primetime home games not be packed out? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Man, stuff is just very, very expensive. And I would have to say, and I don't want to throw you under the bus here, but you know, me and you were talking about it. It just felt like game day was a little dead.
Subdued. Like, it was definitely subdued. Season opener. But again, you bring up a fascinating point. A year ago, head coach Kirby Smart, you know, borderline chastising the fan base for leaving a game early on in the season. And then after this past weekend, when it was so brutally hot, he gave the fans a lot of praise and said, hey, look, across the country, everybody was dealing with heat. Not a lot of people packed out stadiums. However, Georgia did at kickoff. It thinned out very quick. Obviously, the competition had something to do with that. But I think that just goes to show the greatness, if you will, of Kirby Smart and how he coaches. He knows exactly when to issue challenges to his players or to the fan base. He knows exactly when to give them an attaboy. So I think he put the challenge out early in the week. Hey, come, support, drink a beer, show up, be loud. This is Georgia football. And then when he was on the sidelines and it was 130 degree heat index, I think he knew it as well. We talked about it last week. Jake, you and I saw what, 5, 6, 7 people getting carried out of the stadium. I mean, it was a legitimate health safety risk being there. And it seems like it'll be a little bit more manageable coming up this weekend at 12:45. So shout out to Coach Smart. Can't wait to see what these jerseys look like. Surely the recruits and the players love them. I'm sure everybody will be wearing some sort of new white gear. I will not be wearing white for our TV show pregame because I am so pale and so white that when I do that, I legitimately look translucent. So I won't be doing that. Maybe I'll change my shirt before I head into the stadium.
We'll wear our backer pullovers for A&F. Yes.
Those are actually great. The cool one legitimately cools you. I might be wearing that on Saturday.
Yeah, and then we'll come in, we'll wear our white, and then we'll throw on the cover up, you know, for the show again. So we'll be checked out, ready to roll.
All right, there you go. Getting ready for the Georgia Western Kentucky game on Saturday in Athens. All right, let's go to second down. Who's been in the news all week long? The LSU Tigers. Good, bad, indifferent. They are dominating the storylines across college football. And earlier this week, the SEC filed a lawsuit in the state of Alabama, of course, where the SEC is headquartered. And they were filing a suit to give them permission to potentially kick LSU out of the Southeastern Conference for what the SEC said was, quote, a lack of institutional control. And Jake, I'm going to summarize this in layman's terms. I'm not a lawyer, shocker, but essentially what LSU was saying, what the SEC was saying is that LSU has shown through a series of events, and I think they dated it back years and years ago, that the executives, if you will, of the university have not shown that they have control of their institution to stay within the SEC rules and guidelines. They were planning on calling the university presidents and chancellors to a vote on Thursday to kick LSU out of the SEC. And I felt like this was Greg Sankey having taken some massive punches in the face. I mean, L after L after L after L. Greg Sankey was not looking good. This was his ultimate trump card, Jake. And what happened? It seems like LSU has laid down, and that this issue of the former NFL players being on the roster or not being on the roster may finally be put to bed. On Wednesday, a letter was going around social media, which was obtained by a Freedom of Information Act request within LSU. Jared, go ahead and pull it up. This is from the president of LSU. He writes a letter to Greg Sankey, and he says, allow this letter to clear up the allegations against LSU. On the afternoon of September 4, 2026, I called and provided you with advance notice that LSU would not place Daquan Wright and Xavion Harris on the football roster. This was confirmed when LSU submitted its roster later that evening. On September 8, 2026, LSU filled its two remaining roster spots with eligible student athletes. The roster is now locked for the season. LSU complied with SEC rules. This issue is moot. The president continues. He says, also on September 8, 2026, I received notice of the special presidents and chancellors meeting scheduled for tomorrow, September 10, 2026. At no point has LSU ever threatened to upset the meeting. But to be clear, LSU will not challenge, disrupt, or seek to cancel or postpone this meeting. This issue is also moot. Signed sincerely, Wade Roos, LSU president. So, push comes to shove, Jake. It seems like LSU has said, we don't want to get kicked out of the conference. This issue is moot. We are not breaking any rules. We're not disrupting what your plans are. But man, I tell you what, Lane Kiffin and the LSU Tigers, they are dominating the headlines of college football.
Yeah, I kind of wish LSU would have called their bluff here, because I just find it absolutely bonkers that they would have tried to kick LSU out of the conference in the middle of the season. Like, how?
Yeah.
Like, TV would have had a say in that.
You're exactly right. So, like, many moving parts, and the trickle down effect of that happening. What would have happened?
Yeah, like, you know, then, well, what about the schedules? And some people have X number of SEC games, and some people have this many. And I don't know. I find the whole thing a power and ego play. And I think they, you know, only needed a 2/3 vote to kick LSU out. And they, I don't know, probably could have rallied up the numbers. There's no way that would have happened. So I don't know. I kind of wish LSU would have called their bluff on it. And I just wanted to see how this thing would have played out. Because there's just no way in my mind that they would have actually gone through with it in the middle of the season.
No, you're exactly right. Because the stakeholders of who would get hurt the most if a decision like that was made is the breadwinners. It's the ESPNs. It's the TV contracts. It's, you know, what happens to the student athletes. I'm sure lawsuits would go crazy. And yeah. I was in a group chat over the weekend when all of this stuff's happening and it's sue this and sue that and everybody sue everybody. I said, there is just one group of people that is winning, 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 winning. And that, of course, are the lawyers. Man, the lawyers have corrupted, and I've got so many buddies who are lawyers and attorneys. You guys have corrupted college football because billable hours remains undefeated, and I qualified my disdain towards lawyers and attorneys with a very old saying that says everybody hates kickers and lawyers until you need a good one, right? Yep. Everybody hates a kicker and a lawyer until you need a good one to come through for you in the clutch. So my brethren out there, of which there are many lawyers and attorneys, I stand with you. Just get rid of the college football craziness, the chaos. Stop the suing. It's gotten out of hand, Jake.
Yeah, one more thing on this, Drew, and I'm kind of asking you more than I'm telling anybody here, is was this also a figure out power play of how much power the SEC conference kind of had and how much say they had? Because the NCAA obviously is not going to do anything.
Right.
And so this was also figuring out what the SEC can and cannot do and if they did have these powers or not. And so I guess that was also the rhyme and reason and the issue for pushing this as far down the road as they did.
No, you're exactly right, because I think this was the SEC, to your point, Jake, essentially saying, here is what we can do as a conference. They're not even worried about the NCAA right now. The NCAA is about as derelict as an organization as you could possibly have at the moment. I don't know what their governing power is at the moment, but all it takes is one lawsuit and they will back off. So it seems like Greg Sankey, again, who had taken a lot of losses leading up to this point, said, what can I do to absolutely lay down the gauntlet? And it seemed like his attorneys internally there at the SEC said, threaten to kick them out. And here's how we'll do it. And here's where we'll file the suit. And here's how we would call the chancellors and the presidents to a vote in season to kick this institution out of our conference. Wow. It got very, very heated. But as LSU's president said, this issue seems moot now. And I would expect very little news to come out of this meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, this issue is moot, and also this issue is moot. Yeah. I mean, pretty plain fact email there and statement. So I guess it's over with, and LSU is going to play ball, and they get to figure out what they're going to be this season, and they look really good in week one. So
yeah. All right, let's talk about one more thing here on Three and Out. And yes, I gave you my formal apology earlier this week about my Clemson prediction and how you made me look like an absolute idiot and how LSU very well may be one of the best teams in the country. I mean, the way they looked on Saturday night, they're definitely a top five team after week one. I think they moved up to 8 in the AP poll, which is interesting in and of itself. But Dabo Swinney, my man Dabo, head coach at Clemson. He's in it right now, Jake. He is in it. Now, what did you think about the question that was asked by a Clemson beat writer in the press conference on Tuesday? Don't know if you saw it or not. We did not talk about this pre-show. But this reporter asked Dabo Swinney, hey, after Saturday night, do you have any regrets about your roster construction this past offseason? And Dabo Swinney, he took offense to it. He goes, dude, we've played one game. How are you going to ask me about what I feel like our roster construction tactics were in the offseason when we've played one game? And he goes on, Jake, and he goes, hey, have you ever played football? To the reporter. The reporter's like, no, sir. And Dabo goes, okay, well, in football, they give you 12 games to play. So you play all 12, and then after the season, you collectively come together and assess what went down. And Dabo goes, what if we go 11-1? Like, I want you to ask me that question. If we go 11-1, will you promise to ask me that question after this season? The reporter was like, yeah, of course I will. And Dabo was like, okay. So I see a bunch of our media friends. Oh, Dabo Swinney, this is ridiculous. Have some self-awareness. How could you answer the question like that? And to me, Jake, I kind of side with Dabo in this specific instance, right? They got smacked. But as a head coach, man, you got a level set. And I thought Dabo did a fairly good job of that.
Yeah, I think he did a good job. Now that you said it, yes, I did see the video and also...
The wait is over. Football is here and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app, every sport nationwide. New DraftKings customers sign up with code 2400, spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 2400 in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 and over. Void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days or trade with DraftKings Predictions to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Predictions offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable rewards issued as $50 click-to-claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Kind of like read the subtitles too as well. But I kind of see both sides. I think it was a fair question to ask after week one, but I think it was fair in the way Dabo responded because in as plain a fact and obvious and probably smart aleck fashion, I mean, yes, you do get 12 games to figure out how all the cards settle at the end of the season. So what they end up being, I don't know. I think they're gonna stretch to be 7-5.
You think so? You think it's gonna be that bad?
Let's look up and see what their schedule looks like. If you have any more thoughts on it while I'm looking this up.
Well, I saw it because the memes of Dabo throughout the week have just been incredible. And
well, that was what was hilarious to me was like on Monday and Tuesday, all over my X algorithm was basically all these goodbye and farewell videos to Dabo. Like he had already been fired. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me go look and fact check this and make sure Dabo did not get fired.
This one comes from at Sammy Rhodes on X, and it's a picture, a still shot of Laura Rutledge talking to Dabo Swinney this past Saturday night. And the caption of the photo is, quote, "They're asking me if I like my roster. Let me tell you about somebody who had a roster of 12 nobodies, lost one to the portal, and still went undefeated." Of course, talking about Jesus Christ and the disciples, because Dabo loves to talk about his faith a lot, which I support wholeheartedly. But some of these memes, so creative, so funny. My man Dabo. Come on, Dabo. I'm rooting for you. I am rooting for Dabo Swinney to climb out of the gutter here with Clemson football and bring them back to ACC glory. We'll see if it happens. But look,
I like it. Hey, speaking of please. ACC glory, real quick, Florida State. Talk to me about what happened in this power outage during the Florida State game. What happened?
It was reported that a car ran into a power structure near the stadium and literally wiped out the power to Doak Campbell Stadium. What was it? A two-hour delay? Yes, hit a transformer. Now, I don't know if this was corroborated. I saw the pictures on social media, Jake, but 1.5 to 2 hour delay of Monday night's primetime Labor Day game between SMU and Florida State. SMU, of course, won that game in a late fashion, but both of the primetime games on ESPN ABC, the LSU-Clemson game delayed 2 hours for weather, and the Labor Day Monday night game delayed almost 2 hours for a power outage. So interesting start to the season there. But yes, Florida State takes the L there inside Doak Campbell Stadium. SMU looks pretty good. I thought Florida State showed a little life there, but man, you got to win those games.
All right, so going back to Clemson's schedule here real quick to circle the wagon. They play Miami October 3rd, and that is their only ranked opponent left on their schedule. So they play Miami and LSU, and that's it. South Carolina is obviously on there. Have no idea what Tech's going to be. We talked about Florida State. They're on the schedule. They play Cal, they play Charleston Southern, Virginia Tech, Syracuse, Duke, and North Carolina. They play Georgia Southern coming up this weekend. So very winnable schedule, 10-2, 9-3. Yeah, I mean, they should do really well moving forward from here, but there's no way they compete and play with Miami the way Miami looked in week one.
No, Miami, they're studs. They're going to be very, very good. So ACC looks to be Miami as the top class there. SMU right behind them. We'll see what happens with the Clemson Tigers. Good stuff there in three and out. Hey, this week's episode of Punt and Pass is presented to you by our awesome partners over at Prize Picks. Man, I hope you tailed what I gave you last week, that a guaranteed pick in there for Sam Darnold. And as again, we're taping this on a Wednesday night, he's already eclipsed it. So if you put $5 on Gunnar Stockton, more than 1.5 passing touchdowns, and Sam Darnold, more than a passing yard, you have already received $150 in lineups in your Prize Picks account. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. When you download the app and when you win your first $5 entry, you get $150 immediately in lineups into your account. And here is the DB Prize Picks pick of the week. Okay. And we're going with two players in the premier matchups this upcoming weekend. Oklahoma's heading to take on Michigan in the Big House. John Mateer is going to need to have a big day. Michigan's defense seems to be the only redeeming quality about them, but I think Mateer is going to find two passing touchdowns. So take John Mateer, more than 1.5 passing touchdowns, the quarterback for Oklahoma. And then the primetime game, yes, it's Ohio State at Texas. Jeremiah Smith is going to have a day. Julian Sain is going to be back there dealing it. Chris Henry Jr. is a freshman receiver at Ohio State. I think he's going to take some of the defenders away from Jeremiah Smith. I like Jeremiah Smith over 80.5. Receiving yards, more than 80.5 receiving yards. So that is my DB Prize Picks pick of the week. It's the entry of the week, as I just got my notification on my Prize Picks app that my entry last week cashed out.
Nice.
John Mateer, more than 1.5 passing touchdowns. Jeremiah Smith, Ohio State wide receiver, more than 80.5 receiving yards against the Texas Longhorns. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. Win your first $5 entry. Get $150 immediately in your account in lineups. Hey, when we break down football, it's all about the details. Every route, every block, every read. Umberto Injury Law takes that same approach with their clients. They leave nothing to chance and make sure you get the outcome you deserve. Visit UmbertoInjuryLaw.com to learn more or call them 770-888-8901. That's UmbertoInjuryLaw.com. Yeah, I like that. That Ohio State-Texas game is going to be fascinating. Arch Manning as well. He's going to have a lot of eyes on him. We got some good ball to break down this weekend.
No, I do. I cannot wait for this weekend. It's going to be really good, especially the Texas and Ohio State game. We ready to dive into it because I'm ready. I'm ready to roll on this one.
I am so ready. And with that, let's go inside the five. We'll start with the biggest game of the weekend. This is one of the games that you look at and say it's a game of the century type situation, a top five matchup on Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. on ABC. Yes, that is correct. You've got the number one ranked Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the fourth ranked Texas Longhorns. Texas, a 1.5 point favorite, the total 49.5 points. Whew, this is going to be a good one. Both teams took care of their cupcake games last week. Of course, they're both 1-0, but a lot of star power on this field, Jake.
Yes. Start with the quarterbacks, Arch Manning, Julian Sain. I think the college football atmosphere is turning into a lot like we see in the NFL and very quarterback driven. These guys both have a year under their belt being starters. Arch looked really well finishing up last season, looked well in week one. I'm expecting big strides from Arch, and yes, the expectations and is so high for Arch, but his ceiling is also extremely high. I think Texas needs this win more than Ohio State does, mm-hmm. And just for that fact, give me Texas here in this one. I think Ohio State can bounce back and recover, but when you start looking at Texas and the 9-game SEC schedule and what they have to do and go through and what happened to them at the end of last year, just coming up short of making the college football playoff, Texas really, really needs this win. Speaking of Texas, Drew, and I'm going to go on a slight tangent here.
Please.
Did you see the video clip of Sark talking to his team in the team meeting.
No, I've not seen this. Educate me.
So Sark's talking to his team, and so we just saw the video of Kiffin coming out and talking to his team at halftime, right? That one circulated a little bit. Thought that was cool. A lot of people loved that. Got people fired up. Sark, completely different approach in the way he's talking to his team. Very, very soft and kind of the idea. I don't know. It was like nothing made me fired up, ready to run through a wall, hearing Sark talk. But it's a good thing. Sark apparently is very good at recruiting players because he has a big budget and he's got a lot of really good players. But Sark is going to have to give this team a big pep talk into playing the Ohio State Buckeyes this week because they need to play great.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ohio State beat Texas last year. That game was obviously in Columbus, Ohio. Arch Manning could not get anything going on the offensive side of the ball. And that's really been the biggest kind of bugaboo around Sark and Arch and Texas in big games is oftentimes their offense does not show up. And look, Ohio State had a lot of turnover on the defensive side of the ball, but they have loads of talent on the offensive side of the ball. Julian saying, as you mentioned, Jeremiah Smith had 151 receiving yards a week ago. Chris Henry Jr. is a beast, a true freshman. So no shortage of explosiveness on the Ohio State offense. But on the Texas side, man, they went and loaded down for Bear also. Arch Manning had 4 touchdowns a week ago. Hollywood Smothers, their running back, he's going to get you some tough yards. Cam Coleman, the transfer from Auburn, they still have Wingo there as well. They have got dudes. What is Ohio State going to do? I think they're just going to light up Arch Manning with pressure. I think you absolutely light him up with pressure, make him make quick decisions. Do not allow him to get into a flow of the game. Surely Sark's going to be ready for that. Some quick game, a lot of run, working into some play action in the first 15 and early on in the first quarter, Jake. But I'm going Ohio State here. Ohio State wins this game. Yes, I think these guys have been in these moments. Ryan Day has coached in these games. And you know what? I just like road teams early in the season. You're a bit more focused. You've got that chip on your shoulder going into Austin. I think Ohio State's going to be ready to go. I'm taking Ohio State, so give me the 1.5 points. I think they win this ball game.
Yeah, I'm still heavy on Texas here. The one thing that does scare me, Matt Patricia is still the defensive coordinator at Ohio State. He did a great job and had a great plan for Arch last year. And to me, this is where the battle is going to be won and lost. Is, you know, is Patricia going to completely change the game plan and do some different things? I thought what they did last year when he played Arch, just showing Arch a lot of different things. Eye candy. The safety, I'm blanking on his name. He's in the NFL now. Got drafted high. But they had Caleb Downs like on the line of scrimmage, and he ended up being the half safety on half the plays. Like, you're not expecting that as a quarterback. And I don't know. He doesn't have the same – didn't have the same Caleb Downs on defense. So is Patricia able to do the same things that he did last year for Arch? I don't know, but Matt Patricia is a very good DC, especially here at the college
level. And you're taking Texas.
I'm still taking Texas.
All right. Love it. We're on opposite sides there. A big game inside the big house. Wow. Big magnifying glass on the Michigan Wolverines heading into week 2. They are hosting 11th ranked Oklahoma at noon. This game is on Fox. Oklahoma, a road favorite of 5.5 points. Did you see the Bryce Underwood press conference? I believe it was on Wednesday. Kyle Whittingham, the head coach, essentially said, hey, look, man, his position is not set in stone. Meaning, like, my starting quarterback is not the starting quarterback, regardless of how he plays. Bryce Underwood was asked about that, the starting quarterback at Michigan. He's like, I'm not familiar. Coach said that. And they were like, yeah, he said it. He just said it. And Bryce Underwood says, okay, cool. And they were like, well, what are your thoughts on it? And he was like, I mean, that's cool, I guess. So a little bit of tension there between the head coach and the quarterback. But I say all that to say this. This is a clear buy low spot on Michigan. They're going to keep this game close. Give me the 5.5 points. I think Oklahoma gets away with the win, but I think this game will be close. No chance Michigan looks that bad again. They've been prepping for that Oklahoma game all camp, and Western Michigan should have beaten them in week 1.
Look, I didn't need anything else to take Oklahoma in this game, and you gave me something else to take Oklahoma, and I appreciate it. So right now you're already telling me they have quarterback and head coaching troubles and feuds going on. Give me Oklahoma even more. I think Oklahoma wins by 2 touchdowns. I think Oklahoma is going to be legit here, and they're still trying to figure out what they are there at Michigan. Michigan's just had a lot of things going on, distractions and all kinds of different things since Harbaugh was there. And I just don't think they're ready yet. I'm going to give them some grace after week one and say, hey, man, Rome wasn't built in a day. And I'm going to give you time. And Michigan's going to figure things out. They're going to be fine. But they're not going to be ready for Oklahoma here in week two. I think Oklahoma's
See, you're a simpleton. You're a simpleton. That's exactly how they want you to look at it.
I'm not. I look, we talk about the when they zig, you zag, and yes. you do this. And,
yes.
and not me, not now in week two. Give me Oklahoma and Brent Venables. And I'm actually rooting very hard for Oklahoma to win this game.
Okay.
Because I want both Oklahoma and Georgia to be undefeated.
Yes.
Coming into Athens and just make the magnitude of that game even greater.
Absolutely. Oklahoma will be visiting Athens for the first time ever at the end of the month. All right. Here's another buy low spot for you. Georgia Tech is hosting 20th ranked Tennessee on the flat Saturday night, 7 p.m. on ESPN. Tennessee is a 12.5 point favorite. The total here, 55.5 points. Tennessee got off to a great start last week. Georgia Tech, a little rest advantage as well, having played last Thursday night. And man, it was a physical game. They need that rest. I don't know. What I saw from Georgia Tech was a lack of creativity on the play calling side, a lack of physicality on the lines of scrimmage. I think Tennessee comes in here and throws it on the Yellow Jackets. I'm going to lay 12.5 with the Vols.
I'm completely with you here on this one. Give me Tennessee in this one. I think Georgia Tech is toast. Saw a great Georgia fan tweet. I wish I could give credit here for this one, but hey, on one hand, Georgia Tech loses, and on the other hand, Tennessee loses. Either way, this is going to be a great day. But I like what I saw after week one from the Tennessee quarterback, and I think they're going to sling it around and have a fantastic day.
All right. We got a good game in Lexington at 3:30 p.m. This game is on ABC. 12th-ranked Alabama hits the road to take on the Kentucky Wildcats. First-year head coach for Kentucky, Will Stein, going to get a big-time game here at home. It's a big spread, 10.5 points. Alabama is favored over Kentucky. I'll be interested to see how Kentucky looks in this matchup, but I got to go with Alabama here. I think Keelan Russell looked really good in week one there for the Crimson Tide. Of course, they were at home against East Carolina. Different situation here, road game, conference game. I think Kalen DeBoer knows that he has the ability to feast on a lower tier SEC team. I'm going to lay the big number here, 10.5 with Alabama.
Yeah, still going with Alabama, laying 10.5, just like you, Drew. And I'm realizing now that I'm picking all favorites here from these five slates of game. It is what it is. That's part of the game. But this is just what I think. And with Alabama, they're going to win this game. And I think we'll get a real feel of what this Alabama team can be this year. After this game, you get a lower tier SEC team. You're supposed to beat these teams, but they are going to be tough. They're going to be physical. How do they handle adversity? And I'd love to see Ryan Williams catch some footballs, man.
Yeah,
he's having a very tough time right now.
He's got the yips,
man. It's like as soon as he got old enough to be in college, his stock just dropped, and I don't know what
it's
it is.
So true.
But
it's
college football is a lot more fun when he's making some splash plays up there with the likes of Malachi Toney and Jeremiah Smith, and so I don't know. But give me Alabama in this one. They have plenty of weapons, and DeBoer's gonna dial things up.
Yeah, next week also, Alabama hosts Florida State in Tuscaloosa. So maybe a little look-ahead spot. Probably not, though. You and I both take Alabama laying the 10.5. All right, we got one more game to talk about. It is Western Kentucky at Georgia. This game is at 12:45 p.m. on SEC Network. Georgia now has moved up to number 2 in the AP poll. It's a big number, as expected. 40.5. Kirby finally broke the streak. He covered a game against a non-conference or non-FBS opponent. Of course, Western Kentucky is an FBS school, but it's a huge number, 40.5. I would definitely take the 40.5 points with Western Kentucky. I know Georgia looked really good, but again, going to be hot. Look, the new jerseys are there. I think Georgia showed everybody how balanced they want to be in their offensive attack, but also the big play threats that they do have. Expect more 12, 13, 14 personnel. Get the tight ends going. I think Georgia's defense has a chance to shine as well. I think this is a great spot for Georgia getting ready to hit the road at Arkansas next week. But I'll take Georgia 45-13.
Okay, so Georgia doesn't cover.
No.
And so going back to it, hey, when you zig, I'm going to zag on this one. And I am going to break the mold, and Kirby is going to somehow cover these 40-point games twice in a row and in the same season. He's going to make it happen. I think they do. The white, the electricity. And, I mean, Gunner played, what, maybe 20 minutes in the first game. I think they're going to want these guys to play a lot more football here in this game, especially getting ready to start SEC play. So this is also coming from I got a text right here from my Western Kentucky insider, former player there last year, talking about Western Kentucky here. He says, man, they looked rough. They got smacked by Nevada.
Yeah, 49-14.
Solid dual threat quarterback, though, and a whole new coaching staff besides the head coach. Not sure UGA needs the help, but there it is.
Yeah, I think it's just overpowered. I mean, like your buddy said, got smoked by Nevada 49-14 a week ago. Nevada had 486 total yards of offense, so expect Georgia's offense and Coach Mike Bobo to be chomping at the bit to throw up another big number. But again, you want to do it the right way. Efficiency, you want to execute at a high level. You want that pass and run balance. I think Georgia's going to be able to put up some pretty gaudy statistics, but I'll stick with my 45-13 prediction.
Yeah. I think they're in the high 40s, and I whatever the math is that says Georgia covers, they're going to cover. 49-9.
Okay.
Is that what I need? 49-9.
Well, that you would need 50-9 to cover 40.5.
Dang. Oof. All right. 52-10.
All right. There you go. That's a cover.
52-10.
Right there. Going to be a fun one. Can't wait to see those white jerseys. Can't wait to see all of you in and around Athens as well. Jake and I will be at Creature Comforts Tap Room pre and post game on Atlanta News First Game Time. Thank you so much for continuing to support the podcast, subscribing to the YouTube channel, leaving comments. That is everything. We appreciate you all. We also appreciate our presenting sponsor. That, of course, is Prize Picks, America's number one sports picks app. Download the Prize Picks app. It's free. Android and iPhone. Use the promo code PUNT, P-U-N-T, and when you win your first $5 lineup, you get $150 immediately in lineup. Shout out to Prize Picks. Follow them at Prize Picks on social media. And remember, Umberto Injury Law is your first call when accidents happen. Don't wait. Visit UmbertoInjuryLaw.com today. Umberto is mi amigo. He can be yours too. Follow us at Punt and Pass, at Drew Butler, at From Jake. Have a great week, everybody. We will talk to you on Monday. See ya.
We out.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.